Hello and welcome to the Absurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Paid search ads are beginning to weaken in the UK. Mobile ad blocking takes a hit and most European shoppers worry about returns. A study has shown that paid search advertising has decreasing effectiveness online in the UK. Marketing firm Varn has collated data from July this year that shows that over half of those aged 18 to 24 didn't recognise a paid ad on a Google results page. Additionally, of those who did, only 8% clicked on them, down from 13% in February. This is despite the data showing that younger users were far more likely to recognize the ads than older users, where, for example, only 30% of those aged over 65 knew what they were. Despite the evidence, however, eMarketer has estimated that search ad spend will make up half of all digital marketing budgets this year in the UK, showing no signs of decrease. It says that even by 2020, it's still expected to make up the largest share. Mobile ad blocking has taken a hit after the introduction of new EU net neutrality laws. The EU body of European regulators for electronic communications has said that blocking ads at a network level contravenes the new laws aimed at making sure all pages are treated equally. Mobile operator Three has recently trialled ad blocking, whilst O2 has also expressed interest in the technology. The EU's move has provided a lifeline to publishers who are already struggling to reach consumers, as many people use ad blocking software on laptop and desktop computers. IAB Europe has said that the blocking would have had long-term consequences for European media and Europe's digital economy, adding that it welcomes the new law. Over half of European online shoppers consider returning an item before they've even purchased it, according to a study by B2C Europe. Of the 2,400 people surveyed across Europe, 54% of them think about returns policies before buying, whilst 27% will not buy at all if the return costs are too high. The study also found that 36% of European online shoppers would be more likely to shop cross-border if there was a clear and simple returns policy, whilst 60% believe free returns should be a standard service, with a slightly lower 50% believing that a refund is preferable to store credit. Interestingly, the shopping habits of users in Switzerland and Germany are far more affected by the cost of cross-border returns than other countries, with 40% and 39% of people respectively saying it was a major issue. Fashion marketplace Zalingo has managed to raise $8 million in funding in order to focus on Southeast Asia. The app itself claims to have found a gap in the market, focusing on retailers that sell well in markets across the region, and that its competition deems to be too small. CEO Nkiti Bose said that smaller sellers currently make up 60% of all offline sales in Southeast Asia, but Zalingo now gives them the ability to sell online as well. Currently used by over 2,000 merchants, the company allows them to price items as they wish and take a percentage of the sale. The new funding is planned to be used to target sellers in Indonesia for the first time, with both saying that the aim is to get more sellers to expand into Indonesia and win the fashion e-commerce market. And finally, Snapchat is due to reach $1 billion in US ad revenue before the end of 2018. Whilst it will generate just over a third of that amount this year, the figure will dramatically surge over the next 2 years due to increasing interest from advertisers. Principal analyst Kathy Boyle said that advertisers are attracted to Snapchat for its broad reach among young millennials and those in Generation Z. The platform recently expanded its advertising portfolio. Meanwhile, whilst the app currently gets 98% of its ad revenue from the US, that's expected to drop to as low as 25% by 2018 due to expanding user bases around the world. And that's it for me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.